Welcome to the Williams Neken YB Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth. It's Donna.
Good morning, Donna.
Well, I was just sitting
It's light here now. A little bit. It's light here now. A little bit.
Yeah, the sun's out here. It's shining on the dogwood trees. We have about 40 dogwood trees in our yard. We have just a fourth of an acre. And the dogwood trees totally surround our house. Front yard, backyard, and it's just amazing. But they're so beautiful. The dogwood leaves are turning red.
Wow. There's clouds on the top of the mountains, and it looks like they are mountains outlined. And then the sky is totally clear. Especially when I was looking out there when I was and I called you before, it looked like they were just in the shape of mountains. But I knew the mountains weren't quite that high.
Oh, we have beautiful days, don't we? We're also grateful.
Oh, we should have.
Also have so much to be grateful for, I should say.
That is true. Well, I'm grateful for the example you set for our calls. And so, did that look all right to proceed in that manner?
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's just... It's just a big, long answer, but anyways, I'll just do my best. But, you know, there's not one specific thing. It's all together what I've been doing.
Right. So if we just sort of maybe take it through the steps of the chart, the 10 points, and then relate some of the other things that kind of make that work for you.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joan. Pardon me?
That was Joan that said good morning.
Hi, Joan.
I'm sort of barely awake, but I thought, gee, I know this phone number now.
That's handy. So, it's about time for us to get started. I think we should go ahead and get started. I'm going to mute the chimes out. And then we can get... I wish they wouldn't always tell me the chimes are on. I know they're on. But then it takes me twice as long. So anyway... So let's go ahead and get started with our lifestyle call. It is Tuesday. Our lifestyle health mission is still a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. And we're going to talk about that quite a bit today. Donna and I are going to talk about that today and talk about the things that help us to be successful with our lifestyle choices. And let us go ahead and get started with that. Oops, here are some choices people make. Here are our options. One of them, he looks like, I'm going to get my thumbnails up here. He looks like he is just wanting to know some more. And there he is, just looking right out here. And oh, dear, over here, there's this one with his head down in the dirt or in the sand or in the garden. Because he's got grass growing there, and he does not want to hear about it at all. And he does not want to change his ways, I assume. And then there's this one, he's just running away. Maybe he's exercising. What do you think? And here's another one, he's questioning that I'm not sure if he's going to listen or not. So we have some possible answers to the way that we take what we learn. We can stick our head in the sand. Maybe inflammation won't happen to me. Maybe I'll just stay healthy. I don't think I feel any different. This is not me personally. This is the ostrich. No matter what I eat. Well, maybe you didn't at one time, but it'll hit you sooner or later. Maybe the discomfort I have won't turn into one of the chronic diseases. And if it has, there's so many ways to cover it up. I'll just take some drugs. But here's another way, is to investigate and learn, and then what we're going to talk about today, probably, kind of, in addition to the toxins that Donna's done some research on, is to apply the knowledge. And I was thinking about if we had a prize for the person who had taken the information and applied it most successfully, I think that would have to be Donna, as she has done so well. And so, Donna, let's begin with report day here.
Well,
and have you report of what your results have been, and then let's find out what you attribute that to.
Well, I can't lose any weight this past week, but that's okay. As long as I keep losing and not going up, I'm okay with that. I guess the biggest thing is just making up your mind to want to be healthier. It's all about choice. And the biggest thing is having a positive attitude and wanting to get off medications. When I've been able to get off two medications, which I never thought I would, acid reflux medicine and allergy medicine, and I took that for almost 20 years, each of them, no longer take that. And also, it's I'm still working on my habits. I still need to develop more healthier things, although I'm not eating things with preservatives in it. I don't eat any MSG. I'm just very cautious about what I eat. I go back to more natural things like my grandparents, my parents ate, you know, just basic food.
So Donna, you mentioned that you got off allergy medicine and acid reflux. So what in the program do you think helped you to be able to do that?
Well, for my acid reflux, the biggest thing was the Neekin products, the Black Affair and the prebiotic, and also the digestion. And prebiotics and the digestion is, well, they both help with acid reflux. And then I also added one non-Neekin product, the probiotic that you keep in the refrigerator, which I take every day. But if I... That's what's helped the most with that. But I really think it's all of Neekin, the progesterol, the Siaga juice, just everything working together.
Okay, that's excellent. And I know that they've helped many other people as well. But now let's ask another question about that. That would be, what are you not eating that may have been made a big difference? You were going to talk about a little bit about toxins. Let's kind of work that in as we go along. So what is it? What are some of the things that you think you are not eating that you used to eat that were harming you?
MSG, even though I stayed away from it, I didn't ask for it, but ever ate a Chinese restaurant, I always went to one that didn't use MSG. But I really believe it's really watching and not eating MSG, because MSG does make us gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the biggest things, and then just sticking to our plan.
What were you eating that was giving you acid reflux? How about sugar?
Well, I gave up sugar a long time ago, which I never thought I'd be able to, but I did. And the reason I took the acid reflux medicine, I didn't have any symptoms other than I'd cough up a lot of mucus, and then it would lead to asthma attacks, all the mucus. I don't know.
I know the things you did eat, but were you eating milk products?
I don't like milk, so I eat very well. Actually, I used to eat cheese. I hardly ever eat cheese anymore. I do eat feta cheese sometimes, but I don't eat the other cheese. I quit using, I'd have decaffeinated coffee in the morning. I usually don't even have that anymore, but I used to always use cream in that. So the only form of milk I've used, basically, other than cheese, I no longer do that.
So I think that would have to be a part of your health success as well. But a lot less acidic, things that are going to cause you to be acidic, and you stop eating those.
Right, and the other thing is, I know I've talked about this many times, is the Bubby's sauerkraut. That is the best for a snack, And if your acid reflux is bothering you, if you eat that and drink some of the juice, it just helps with your acid reflux, as well as bad apple cider vinegar.
Oh, I'm just going to ask you about that one. Yep, good old apple cider vinegar.
Sometimes
okay.
I drink it like a tablespoon, or sometimes I just put it in water.
You drink it straight?
Uh-huh, and then follow it with water. Bad vinegar isn't as strong as if you buy the apple cider vinegar off the shelf, and you don't want to, and if you don't want to do that really, because that is processed with petroleum. The vinegar is, you know, if it's not Bragg's, it's processed with vinegar with a petroleum, which weakens your body.
Really?
Uh huh.
So if what you're saying is that you want to watch the I didn't hear this before. Since I have apple cider vinegar, I have buy some practically everywhere I go. So I'm up tight and try to eat. Well, then I need to have some extra hydrochloric acid, which is what you get with your apple cider vinegar, of course. I do put mine in some water. And so many times I've had people have a problem and they think they need some kind of medicine, and I say, well, just try this, and you'll know if this is a problem right away, because it works so fast. And you just put some of that apple cider vinegar, maybe a tape. Well, I put some water in, or maybe put in there, and just have it so it's just tart. But people don't want to drink it, especially if I don't know what's really the matter with them. I don't want it to be too tart.
Right. And
tell them to drink that, and it's like immediate. If they don't have that hydrochloric acid and they need some. So what, and what else?
Well, the other thing I would do, I would take my Neekin products, but I'd go out and buy other things. And then I realized, why are you buying all this stuff, Donna? You better go home and check what's in your Neekin products. So that's kind of why I started checking, you know, I've talked about what's in the Neekin products and how it helps inflammation and just a lot of different things in our body. Well, I'd come home and I would look at my Neekin products and realize, oh, it's already in there and I didn't need it. But I do take a few other additional supplements on Neekin, but basically it's just Neekin. Just they do so well.
Pretty soon if we take too many, well, we'll have too many little capsules in our stomach. Actually, they dissolve, of course, but boy, it feels like sometimes all those supplements we take, but seems to me that we are staying healthier. Now, Donna, you have lost how much weight since you started?
Almost 50 pounds, 48 pounds, but I still have a lot to work on.
Oh.
I weigh too much. I weigh a little over 300 pounds still, and that's too much. I don't look like I weigh that much. Actually, but I'm just too heavy, and I just made up my mind I'm tired of being heavy.
Well, you're making good progress, that's for sure.
Well, it takes time.
Okay, now then, if we look at the chart, and we are talking about how we eat and how much we eat, do you stay with the three blocks of the protein, carbohydrates, fat, in a day?
I try to.
Or in a meal? I mean in a meal, excuse me, and with your snacks, with the way we talk about doing it?
I try to, but sometimes I'm not consistent, but for the majority of the time, if one is consistent like I am, the weight will start coming off.
Because I think the carbs that we choose are so important if we want to lose weight. We really can't go beyond the number of those carbs.
Right, and when I eat on
trying
this,
to lose weight.
When I eat on this, when I follow this program, my sugar after eating a meal it drops. I mean, it's like 20 points lower than it used to be when I take my blood.
All right. Uh huh.
So I know that.
Go ahead.
I just know that this plan, the health style plan, it works.
Okay, so do you use a smoothie?
No, I've not done that yet. Matter of fact, I don't know if I should tell you this. I just like the Nikan drink. Body Balance is plain by itself, and I usually eat the fruit separate. So I always like to eat something. But I am going to work on making some smoothies.
Okay. I find a challenge of not getting too many carbohydrates in my smoothies. And so I put a bunch of spinach in the bottom of the glass, and the thing is, with the Body Balance, you do have a good number of carbohydrates. One scoop is 9 carbs. And so, we can't put too many more carbs in there, so I have to make choices instead of throwing everything but the kitchen sink in there, which I have a tendency to do. And I have frozen fruits, frozen vegetables that I can put in my smoothie, so I use those. But seems like I get too many instead of sticking in my 3 carbs.
The other thing I do, I always test everything before I eat it, and I tested the Body Balance. And usually the woman, I use 4 scoops of Body Balance. Because I've always needed a little extra protein to lose weight. I've always been like that. I don't know why. My body just requires more protein.
Yes, I'm a protein person as well. But for the Body Balance, you get another scoop of and another block of protein. You get also get a whole another block of carbs. But, you know, like you said, if you're not using, you like to eat your fruit separate, well, then you probably won't be running up your carbs so much.
Right. That's the other reason I do it, too. I do know when
of them better.
And I do know when I first started using the Body Balance, the first 2 weeks I lost 13 pounds and 13 inches. So it just worked.
Wow. So you were following the block chart a little bit more closely.
Right.
And also that would really help you to be able to follow the journaling chart.
Right. I'm not real consistent with journaling. I need to get better. I need to get better at following this chart more better than I do. But I basically do follow this. The biggest thing is consistency, and I really believe it's the Nikan products because they make you feel better, and it helps you lose weight.
But I really think that the people that we've had follow the program really very closely, watching their carbs and carb blocks particularly. How closely do you follow the fat blocks?
I basically stick to them, and I have to say I still use butter, but I don't use that much, and that was one thing I never thought I'd get off of either, but a long time ago, I used to eat more butter, but I don't eat as much. I use more olive oil. Like now, if I have an egg, I cook it in olive oil, and I thought, oh, that's going to be gross, but it is really good.
Well, coconut oil I thought was going to be kind of strange, too, but it's really, really good.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that.
Right. I'm just getting more coconut oil. And besides that, you know, that what we've learned is that the coconut oil doesn't hydrogenate the way that the olive oil and the other oils that we don't even use the other oils particularly. Joan, did you have anything to add about, particularly about following the chart or... using the oils?
Joan? Were you asking me? Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was.
Yes, well, you know, a couple, yes. Yes. Think of yourself as a scientist. This is how you journal. Think of yourself as, okay, if I'm going to be bad, I'm going to write down that I was bad. And I'm going to find out if being bad hurts me or doesn't hurt me. Okay, just at least, you know, make yourself look at the truth. Make yourself just look at it. Doesn't matter what the truth is. I ate a banana split the other day. I ate it. I ate the whole thing. Okay. And I did not neglect to take my blood sugar afterwards. So I know the effect. And that's how you learned, you know, you mentioned, Donna, that there's something that you eat, and your blood sugar was lower after eating that, by that plan, that your blood sugar, okay, that's a, you know, ding, 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 whatever this meal is, I'm eating it, because this thing, or whatever this thing is that I just did, I'm going to do it again. And you just keep doing again the things that worked.
I'm going to ask you something, Joan. You said you, after you ate the banana split, you took your blood sugar. But everybody doesn't have something to take their blood sugar with. I want to know, how did you feel?
Oh, there's another thing. Now, this isn't always 100%, but about 90% of the time. If your blood sugar shoots up, you will feel tired. Okay? When you eat and you just ask yourself, you know, I mean, perhaps everybody's different, but if you eat a big meal and you get sleepy, then you're probably someone who, when their blood sugars goes up, gets tired. Probably.
But also, you get really tired when your blood sugar goes down. I mean, below normal.
But you get those shaky sorts of things. You get shaky when it's lower. I don't get shaky when mine's low. I just all over break into sweat when my blood sugar is dangerously low. But hey, if you've got somebody you're living with, okay, or a good friend, you tell them, look, for Christmas I want you to get me a, for $30 you can get it at Fred Meyer, the cheapest blood monitor, and sometimes they give it away for free, okay, blood sugar monitor, and I recommend the Kroger blood sugar monitor because their sticks are the cheapest sticks that there are. The whole cost is in the sticks. A doc will give you a blood sugar monitor, but take your blood pressure, you know, you have a thermometer, right? Why in the world do people buy thermometers? They cost, you know, $4.30 or something. Well, buy a blood sugar tester. I don't know if weight is a problem or if diabetes is a problem. The other thing is, let's see, so that was about that. I wanted to say that. I forgot what the other thing was. As you were talking, I was listening, Donna, to see what, you know, what little keys might be. And when you said your blood sugar was lower after eating the plan,
right.
That's good.
I know.
That's goal, right?
Right.
And I don't know, maybe identifying why, I wondered if when you have pain, when you're feeling achy and painful, if that's when you eat more carbs. I was just wondering if that...
When you have eaten them?
No. Donna, don't you have MS?
No, I have fibromyalgia. But
I mean fibromyalgia. I'm sorry, fibromyalgia.
So did you mean, Joan, that when you're feeling achy, then you have a tendency to eat higher carbs? Or do you have... Are you asking that you feel that way after you ate them?
No, I'm asking, what is the stimulus to... Donna's eating more carbs, or, you know, she's eating more scoops, right?
Right.
How come?
Because if I don't, I get hungry within 2 hours.
Oh, that's when you have your snack.
Okay. Then maybe I better cut back then.
Yeah, that's when you have your snack.
Okay.
And you think ahead. Okay, now, like, what's going to be in the snack?
Yeah, I'll do everything right, but if something's working...
And also, the other thing, if you're getting hungry, be sure you're eating your fat with your snack, with your meal, that you didn't skip it.
I do eat nuts in between sometimes.
And also those high carbs will cause you to, if you're eating rice or bread or whatever, and I think you probably eliminated some of those already, but some of those empty carbs, then you'll get hungry. I think that's a typical thing. But if you fill yourself up on green beans and spinach and kale and broccoli or one...
Cooked in coconut oil.
Or whatever. Right. Sprinkled with some spices, maybe.
Yeah.
Then I have a hard time trying to make myself eat at the next meal. meal. I'm still full from the last one.
Do you eat a snack, Ruth? You don't, do you?
Yeah, I do quite a bit. I eat an apple, so sometimes it turns into my lunch, but usually some apple and nuts.
One of the things I learned, I always, 2 hours after I ate, I always ate a snack. I always ate a snack. I just always ate a snack. Or, you know, maybe it'd be 2.5 hours. I wrote down what time it was, okay? I wrote down the time it was. I took my blood sugar before I ate it, you know. And what I noticed, and then I would take my blood sugar before I ate lunch, okay? So, like, I would have, I'm sorry, I there for a while, I was taking my blood sugar quite a lot because I was trying to learn what meals raise my blood sugar the worst, the most. Because I wanted to cut those out. And what ones did it the least? And I wanted to add those. So I ended up with a meal plan. I mean, I've got 20 meals for me, personally, that work. So, and what I learned is that when you take a snack, it doesn't make your lunchtime, a between-meal snack, it doesn't increase your blood sugar by the time it's time for the next meal. It does not. So, and it's satisfying. And then after a while, you like aren't hungry to eat much of a snack, you know, so you just grab a few peanuts or something, or you grab a, you know, a cherry tomato, a couple of cherry tomatoes or something, you know, something for your mouth. I have a thing with my mouth. But I wanted to say one thing for you, Donna. You might want to try, because of your fibromyalgia and inflammation, I discovered a awesome snack, and I'll have to figure out the carbs, okay? But essentially what it is turmeric. It's a turmeric milk made with a turmeric and hemp milk and coconut oil. That's for Monty. And it is so good. It is so good. It is sweet. It's like chocolate milk, only it's turmeric, which is super healthy for reduce inflammation.
Turmeric milk and hemp milk, that's what you said.
Yeah, now so far I've only made it with hemp milk. I've only made it once, okay? And it was so good, I thought about taking another cup of it, but I was so full, I didn't want to. And I think it was the snack time, and it was the coconut oil.
How much oil?
Okay, if you want it, and I can email this too, but the way you should do it is make a paste and then use a tablespoon of the paste with the milk. But essentially, these are the things. Get this proportionate, okay? Yeah, I will. Maybe I'll email it. The time's too much. But it's an equal amount of turmeric. You buy it at the Spice in the grocery store, okay? Twice the water to turmeric, and cook that down into a paste, and then a tablespoon of that paste with a cup of the milk and a tablespoon of the coconut oil. I'll send it in an email.
I can't imagine this.
Oh, it's so good. You're going to say, oh, my gosh, this is better than chocolate milk. I don't know if you like chocolate milk, but I
bet it really is good, and the turmeric is just so good for us, isn't it?
Yes, and it's super good. That's what I'm looking for, things to put turmeric in. And I thought of Donna, actually, when I was taking it, because it's anti-inflammatory.
Aches and pains. I noticed by certain foods it makes you feel worse. It zaps energy, or it just makes you hurt.
Makes you hurt or zaps energy?
Right. It's like sometimes if I eat ham and I'll eat it often, the next day I'll just hurt. My joints will hurt.
Yeah, and that could be the salt, all the salt in the ham.
Nitrates and things they put in there.
Inflammation, yeah.
Also, the other thing that I do, I've really been working on getting the toxins out of my body, and scientists have recently discovered that environmental toxins make us fat and cause diabetes, It also affects your ability to metabolize cholesterol. And I've added something to my program. Seems like I'm doing something all the time here. I've added acupuncture to my program.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps. I didn't realize it, but it helps to remove toxins from your body. And I don't know if I share this with you. I have just too many toxins in my body. I know that, and I know I have to get them out because I believe that's the key to get rid of my chemical sensitivities. And actually, I don't know if I should say this. I actually get sick. I actually vomit, and the toxins must be coming out that way.
Yeah, Donna, what is the three-word sentence that Joan requires everybody to repeat? There's three words about the toxins.
Toxins, right?
Toxins inhibit enzymes.
Enzymes.
Okay, and you're quite right. If there's only, now, I'm into the green drink and the importance of it, you know, as a key thing. But if you're toxic, if there's only one Nikon thing you do, detox, because it doesn't do you very much good to eat tons of vitamins and tons of enzymes if you're loaded with toxins. Why? Because toxins inhibit enzymes.
Right. Now we're good.
Okay, so what is your, Joan, what is your really quick favorite way of, do you do a fast with, and if so, with what, real quick?
What's my favorite way of what?
Detoxing.
Of detoxing? Oh.
Maybe we should have that for a special thing.
No, what you should do is to make, okay, now we're talking accountability. Okay, there's a way of detoxing I want to do, and I'm all prepared, and I have everything I need, and I haven't done it. But because I haven't done it, I take detox, you know, the detox product. So, and I'm alternating it with a detox product that I'd gotten in the past. Okay, so, you know, I'm like Donna, I've gotten other things. And I don't, you know, I've been inconsistent and taken little and not taken, you know, and it just doesn't work to do that. But there's a detox product that happens to have, I forgot the product, but anyway.
Okay, we'll talk about that another day then.
Yeah.
Okay, and Donna, what is the most important thing we should do to either avoid or get rid of the toxins? What did you find that would be the best thing for us to do?
Well, I'll take the liver support and also drink the ginger enzymes and also sleep on a sleep system and use the product because Nikon helps to detoxify your body. And I know it does because when I first started using this product, I used them for probably almost 9 years and I had two mattress pad covers. I had like a plastic, well, anyways, on the second mattress pad cover, it was cotton underneath the first one. Well,
mm-hmm.
At one point, I was in so much pain, I had an injury, and had a partially torn rotator cuff and a bulging disc in my neck. But I had no surgeries, I just used Nikon products. But I laid in bed so much because I physically could not do things, but just laying in that bed with a Nikon sleep system. This is going to blow your mind. There was actually my body imprint in dark on a cotton mattress pad when I replaced it. It was my whole body image, and that was just toxins that had come out of my body.
Wow.
Okay, well, yes, our systems have got to be working, and definitely being in an earth magnetic energy field makes our whole system work better.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be able to then release those toxins from our body. I was thinking about also the thing that to avoid the most, I think, where some of the worst toxins come in is through the water.
Yeah.
And I think it's really critical that we do not drink chlorinated water, because it is very known very much to be very, very, that's carcinogenic.
Yeah, Ruth, I'm sorry I didn't say water is my first line of defense. You know, clean water, you know, alkaline water, and drinking more of it, you know, and that goes back to the, you know, having a lot of water in your sewage system, you know, to flush things out.
The other thing I have done, I eat more organic food, and I stay away from things that have chemicals and pesticides on them, because that is just more toxins that I try to keep out of my body.
Good deal.
I think that makes a big
difference. Right, yeah. That's a really good point, too. Thank you, Donna. And Donna, I heard Kathleen wanting to say something. Maybe you can have one of the last words here, Kathleen. Did I hear you?
Oh, this Kathleen? I used to get the butternut squash soup in those boxes and just carry it with me everywhere, and turmeric, because it's just a good carrier for turmeric, and I could eat it anywhere, cold or warm. But for lunch, often I like to have that. And then they put a lot of different stuff in that, and I can't eat it anymore. I have to make my own.
Well, you're going to love this little recipe I give you.
Okay.
Add turmeric.
Yeah, it's a paste, and you can put it in anything and everything, you know, by the teaspoon of it, you know, and you keep it in your refrigerator, so you know.
Oh, mine is a dry powder, like cinnamon.
Right, but it's cooked up into a paste so that it will dissolve in your soup or in your coconut milk or your, you know, anything, your hemp milk, your almond milk, you know, your alternative to casein.
Where did you find that? Did you just develop yourself?
I developed it.
Right.
And not only that, I also bought some real turmeric, which I'm going to try juicing and see what that's like.
Oh.
What do you mean, real turmeric?
Real turmeric is not a powder, not the powdered spice, but the actual root. Turmeric's like
ginger?
Ginger. Right, and I talked Metropolitan Market into getting me a pound of it, and so I'm experimenting.
That's very interesting. I'd be interested in hearing that.
Yeah, me too. I get around to choosing it before. Yes.
Okay, so now I want to know, where is this Metropolitan Market?
Where is Metropolitan?
That won't apply to everybody else, Joan, so how about just emailing that to me?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
And I may grow it. I may grow it and mail it to my friends on this call. For free.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm trying to grow it. Okay. Donna.
I'm going to add something. The other thing I practice is deep breathing, and that also helps release toxins from your body.
Good point.
Yeah, that's very good for you. Okay, I'm trying to type these things while I'm talking. Okay, so thank you very much, Donna, for all of your information and your good example. And thank you, Joan, as well, of all that you add. And Kathleen and whoever else is here listening, we are glad that you joined us this morning. You're going to listen to this call. We hope that you will set some goals for yourself and keep yourself on track to make a health style lifestyle. So have a great day and an interesting evening, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks, then.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.